Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America. Me, Sean Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, Justin Jackson will be hosting, and guest Urban Outlook will be discussing, should the NBA change its logo? So, Justin, take it.
Thank you.
From here.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I think it's going to get live as soon as we get some people to pop on the air. I think this is going to be a wonderful topic. What do you think, Urban Outlook? How do you feel about this topic?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a wonderful topic. Something I really want to dive into, especially, being Black, about the, NBA logo and everything that's going on Black now. My view may be a little different than, some people, but, I just think it's one of the things with all this Black Lives Matter and all this Black stuff going on. I mean, I just think it's a topic. I think it's something to sit back and watch, because a lot of people, get ready to talk about it, how they want change, and, me myself, to be honestly, everybody have their own opinion about the NBA logos. To me, to be honest, it never bothered me one bit. I think it should have stayed the same, but that's just my opinion. Like I said, everybody.
Do you know who the NBA logo is?
It's the symbol of the white guy, but I never looked at the logo. Honestly, I just looked at the NBA for the logo. Mm-hmm. I never compared with the logo. I just look at the niches, National Basketball Association. That's the only thing I ever looked at for the logo. I've never, really worried about that until people start bringing it up. I just kept it in the NBA for years. Everybody starts saying this and.
I don't think no one's saying that it should not be the NBA, or anybody saying that the NBA should change in that aspect of things. But like my thing is, I mean, it is a credible conversation when you are talking about logo, because logo is recognition. When you think about the NBA, you think about the NBA logo. Like when something pops up on TV and it's their logo, whether it's Nike, whether it's Under Armour, whether it's The Rock and Jay-Z. Or whether like everything has their signatures, and based off signatures, like that's recognition, that's brand recognition, and why come, a sport that is predominantly Black shouldn't have the brand recognition? Why should it be a brand recognition of a white guy who who did good in his time of playing? But let's just keep it real. If he was in the NBA today, he'd just be another player.
Yeah, that's true. But then, so you got to always think about it when you go back in time when the NBA first started.
Uh-huh.
Like anything else, it was mostly all white sports.
Exactly, because they was afraid that when the Black people came in, that they was going to take over, take their jobs, and take their money, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, but to me, that shouldn't change the logo from the beginning. I mean,
the logo wasn't the logo until after that, well after that.
Okay. So when the NBA started, so they just had the initials, but they didn't have the logo. That's what I'm trying to say. Did the logo start the same time the NBA started? Because then it was all whites too, just like NFL. It was all whites playing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've seen some history on the NBA. It was, like you said, it was a lot of white stars at that time, but at these days and times, they would have been Hall of Famers. Half of them wouldn't even play. It was, it was just a different area until you start letting more African-Americans come in and, do their thing, and the whole thing changed, just like the NFL and the rest of them. The more of us showed up, the more it started getting to be better, fast-paced. It wasn't as boring you know, as it was, as Howard Cosell used to say, even though he was, you know, a sport journalist under White, but like he said, it just got to be better when African Americans, you know, and sound like he hated to say that it got to be more faster, better when African Americans start, you know, presenting themselves on the court, you know, just like the NFL. But as far as the logo, I mean, like I said, hell, you know, if, I mean, if they change it to somebody else, that's fine, you know, that's just going to piss more White folks off. You know, they're always talking about now. They're trying to get everything from us. They're trying to take our history, our Confederate. They're trying to take this and take that, and that's the reason why they're getting more mad or not. But,
well, you
know,
I'm going to be honest. Like, just a top of hit on that topic, let them get mad, you know. And the reason why I say that, because when you talk about trying to take history and take our Confederate, all that nonsense right there, like that ain't, I mean, they just talking history. You want to talk about somebody taking someone's history? How about ripping someone from their land, erasing their language, and not allowing them to practice their tradition? That's taking away someone's history. How about landing on land and assassinating and creating mass genocide? That's taking away history.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, no, they're just talking. Like, no one's taking away it. No one's not teaching it. It's just they're upset because they're the bad guy. And they want to be looked at as the good guys. I mean, so if they're upset about that, hey, let them be upset. Should that matter? I don't matter to me. I don't care if they're upset.
No, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just saying that, you know, that's how they taught, like, everything was good, you know, until, you know, we start dipping and dabbing, because I've heard him talk every time he on the commercial. Now it's blacks this, blacks that, every commercial, you know, the guys say it's interracial dating and couples and all that, and he said, hey, man, when's enough going to be enough? I said, well, you know, y'all brought us over here, and y'all went and killed and did all that. Was that enough back in them days? I said, but y'all kept doing it year after year after year. He didn't want to talk about this, so he hauled ass.
What I would say to that guy, when you say when's enough,
local red
nigga
from Florida, local red nigga from Florida.
I say enough was enough, you know, whenever you guys was raping our women, you know, and taking our children. That's when it was enough. Like, you can't sit here and say now that the land has been progressive that, you know, oh, we got to play by certain rules. And for all our callers that's tuning in right now, you know, we definitely want to welcome you into the conversation today. We're highlighting the NBA. And, you know, Kyrie Irving has done a mass job of launching this campaign of actually changing the NBA logo. So all my callers out there, 516-531-9540, definitely want to hear your take. I want to know, one, do you guys think that the logo should be changed? Two, if you do think so, what should or who should be the new logo? If you feel that it should stay the same, I definitely want to hear your opinion on why the NBA logo should stay the same. But, you know, to Kyrie Irving, you know, brought out massive points of, you know, of how, you know, the logo needs to be changed. I mean, we are in a sport that has been revolutionized by its predominant players, which are black males. So why is the league still being recognized as a white man? I mean, that's just, you know, stereotypical. And there's nothing against Jerry West. Jerry West said that the logo should be changed. For those who don't know, I'm going to throw a little education out there. The logo is after Jerry West. And when Kobe died, it was a massive push to make the logo change and change it to a Kobe Bryant logo. And Jerry West fully endorsed and supported it as well. And just, you know, as we enter into modern time and modern day, I mean, we got to, you know, allow progression to happen. We got to move that needle.
Some of them don't want that, Jackson. I understand, Jackson, but honestly, let's pick it back, Jackson. Some of them don't want that. They fighting like tooth and nails. Alabama, Mississippi.
Yep.
South Carolina.
Yep.
North Carolina.
We got a caller, 6120. We want to bring you in on this topic. Do you think that the NBA logo should be changed?
So is that like a – listen, do NBA players have anything better to do with their time and resources than worry about a logo?
So I'm guessing
you don't think
that the logo should be changed?
No, I don't.
Okay,
if
why not?
If it changes, I'm indifferent, really. If it changes, so be it. If it don't change, so be it. But here's my thing.
Gotcha.
Do NBA players have anything better to do with their time and resources than worry about a logo?
Well, what do you think? What do you think they should be doing other than, you know, what they're doing now?
Okay, so a report came out today that Baltimore schools are selling black students.
There's
also, I want to say, the black on black massacre in terms of gun violence in black communities, anywhere between 15% and 25%. So out of everything that's out there in terms of real social justice or making an impact on the community, NBA players have decided to put all their focus and attention on a logo. And to me, what that tells me is that you've fallen under the sway of liberals or white liberals who somehow coerce black people into doing a lot of activity with no achievement. This is right up there with a historic vote.
So Kamala question Harris. Here goes my question to you, caller, is as an NBA player, you know, one, do you have to be involved in politics? I mean, that's not their job. Their job is to play basketball.
As an NBA player, you don't have to be involved in politics.
I mean, where is that responsibility
but I'm saying,
come? We didn't ever ask Tony Kukoc, you know, why is Eastern Kentucky, you know, the poorest area in the country? You know, we're not asking Jason Kidd why Dylann Roof went up and shot up a black church. You know, so why do we have to put that type of stain and stigma on black players in the NBA and say, why aren't you focusing on all this other injustice that's going on over here? We're not talking to white players about this same injustice that happens in white communities.
Well, who cares about white players? But here's what I'm saying again.
Exactly. So why should the white man be the logo? You just answered the question.
You're dancing around the issue. Again,
never.
Out of all the things on planet Earth that I could be worried about, things that if I'm a player and I'm truly concerned about my community or Black America, which is what this is a part of, so to speak, I've chosen to put my effort and energy into changing the logo. So
I mean,
that's not an issue. I'm sorry.
I said, what's wrong with changing the logo?
What's wrong with changing the logo?
Yeah.
So if you've got a voice, if you have a voice, a public voice, a platform, and I was to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you could speak out on behalf of income inequality, which is sort of your thing, and changing the logo, which one does the more good for which one is the common good? It's a phrase I'm looking for, but
that's a good question, Jackson.
So which is the common good? That's a great question.
Yeah,
let me answer. So your question is if I, because you said you, but like if the question was if I was an NBA player and I had a platform, you know, and now and that's they say should you talk about your economic inequality or changing a logo? What would my answer be? My answer would be, how come I can't talk about both? You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't think that, you know, economic inequality in America does not exist and that it should be dealt with. But at the same time, I'm not a politician. Not a politician. You're talking about if I'm a basketball player. Guess what? I can actually directly influence the change of the logo. That's part of the organization that I work for. That's who hears my voice. I'm sitting in these board meetings. We have our union representative. There's a massive movement inside of the league to change that logo. That's something I can physically do. Now, I should also go to my senator. I should also go to my House of Representatives, and I should also vote, and I should also campaign, put my money where my mouth is to push political agendas that I see fit. And I do believe that, and the NBA have been doing that. And, Carl, I know you want to get back, but just give me 1 second because I do want to bring in 8051 onto this conversation. 8051, how are we doing today?
I'm fine. All I want to say is that I agree with your last caller. Find something to do going to help your race. those guys changing a logo has nothing to do with putting food in somebody else's mouth that's starving. I start not even to call in because I thought you all could have did better than that. They're trying to get you to get away from the avenue that you were on in politics that's helping black people to gain access, like, to higher rate of pay, to feed their families. And you all worried about what they doing with a logo on the shirt. I'm not going to buy it anyway. I'm going to put my money someplace that can help somebody, not someplace that making the basketball players richer. They don't need the money. So, you know, that's an issue that you all are wasting time on because
exactly.
Find something else to do.
I was talking to a guy.
Okay, I want to make a comment.
My shopping is better than listening to what the NBA is going to do about a logo.
First of all, everybody won't
put food in your mouth.
Everybody, it doesn't matter whether it puts food in their mouth.
And
they could be helping themselves.
A lot of people out here looking for a handout. That's what it sounds like. I don't know about handouts and any of this other stuff, but for me,
in
Baltimore or wherever they are, where the kids are failing, they need to look at Baltimore. Because if that's happening there, that's where it needs to be addressed at, in Baltimore. Now, the name of this show, they were discussing about the NBA. Not what was happening at the schools in Baltimore. Now, this show is going to be an hour, and that's what the hell we're going to be discussing. As far you know what? They need to check the damn teachers because they're not doing something right. They need to check the damn parents because obviously they're not doing something right. So I'm not going to take that burden on me to be responsible for everybody in the fucking world because it's not going to happen.
And nor should you.
So, you know what? So, what they need to do is Baltimore needs to look at itself and other cities like Baltimore. So, if you worry about, since you had something to say about them and this subject, what the hell are you doing to help Baltimore? Because you can't tell
who
nobody.
Who are you referring to?
You can't tell nobody who to contribute to. You can't tell nobody who they need to be helping. People help who the hell they want to help.
But number one, nobody said anything about a need. Nobody, if you can pull up the transcript,
I
pull up a priority list. A priority. I ain't pull up anything about you need to. I said a priority list.
Well,
and I'm just saying from any logical standpoint, from any outside observer.
Maybe it's not their priority. It's your priority.
Apparently, it's not, and it's a waste of time. I mean, like logo. If the topic is Lanier, as rather not you care about
opinion.
A logo. If that's what you asking the audience, no, I don't care about changing the logo. If the subject matter is Lanier, as do you care about changing the logo? No, I think it's a total waste of time.
And we you
and
know
for
what?
Me,
that's
speaks to how ignorant
that's
the players
opinion.
Are. That speaks to how ignorant the players are.
That's what you need to be doing there. Take yourself to Baltimore and help them out.
I'm working on that. But in the meantime,
you on the radio right now, you need to be working.
Listen, if you were so concerned about that, you should have generated a subject matter that dealt with real issue. But I see now,
that is your issue. No, that's your issue.
It's not my issue. It's not my issue. I'm just telling you that if you're going to lend a hand somewhere where it has a real impact. I'm just telling you this. If you're going to lend a hand, put your effort and energy somewhere where it's going to have an impact.
So obviously they got a lot of dumbass people in Baltimore.
I don't know about any dumb people being in Baltimore.
Maybe they should move and go somewhere where they can get a teacher.
Listen, listen, listen. You can lower your voice. You're putting too much emotion into it. You can lower your voice.
So
you should probably read. Oh, say so. You should probably put a remix on what you're asking your audience. Put a remix on what you're asking your audience.
Why should we put a remix on what we ask our audience? I think. You know, if the NBA should change their logo, it's a great topic. No one got on SportsCenter today and said, "Hey, we're not going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about this or that." No one, when they talk, bring up the NBA logo being changed and how it's circulating through the NBA. No one cops on. Why are they talking about the NBA? Because they're NBA players. How come they're not talking politics?
Let me ask you this. Are you passionate about the NBA logo being changed?
This is not the show tonight. Maybe another show, but this is not the one.
Michonne, are you okay?
I said it's not the one.
It's not the one. What do you mean it's not the one?
Do you want to come on my show and be a guest and talk about Baltimore School? Now, that's on the mask. Because I will let you
let's cut through the chase. I value my time more than worrying about an NBA logo, okay? Somebody asked me to come on the show, so let's just cut to the chase. If it was up to me and this was a subject matter, I wouldn't even waste my time on no NBA logo. My time is way too valuable for that, just so you know.
Okay,
so if you want to cut straight to the chase, I wouldn't waste my time on no NBA logo, just so you know. I'm just telling you. I wouldn't waste my time on the NBA logo because it's a path that leads to nowhere.
You're not answering the question. Do you want to come on the show and talk about Baltimore School? Now you bring it up.
I might come, but I might not. I don't know. I might come, but I might not. I don't know. What I'm just saying, though, listen. You brought it up, NBA logo. I'm telling you, it's a time waster.
Okay. I know it. But that ain't got nothing to do with it.
And I'm telling you, all the NBA stars who push for this are clowns for wasting energy and effort on it. That's what I'm telling you.
You wasting your time and energy talking about something else.
I was asked to come on the show. I wasn't.
Bring your ass up on here as a guest, and we can discuss.
Yo, what's going on with the profanity, though? What's going on with the profanity, though, man? We got to chill.
No, you need to chill. Because you obviously, if we're talking about cooking and you talking about skating, it's a totally different thing. You calling in talking about the wrong stuff. Now, that's
that's the way Justin put it out there. Justin asked, what's your opinion on it? He didn't say you had to be one way or the other. Justin, will you clarify you asked what's your opinion on it? Justin asked, what's your opinion on the issue? He said you had to be one way or the other. He asked, what's your opinion?
I gave you my opinion or against. The question I asked was, were you for or against, yes or no?
Or you had a third option.
You brought up Baltimore
School. If you didn't care about it, you also said if you didn't care about it.
I never said I didn't care.
So I'm just I called in and gave you my opinion. If I'm gonna put time and energy into anything, it ain't gonna be worrying about no logo. And so for me or any rational person, I'm wondering why is anybody with those kind of resources wasting time on a logo?
Well, how is it everybody else who's discussing this not rational, but you are? It's a lot of people discussing this, but you're the only rational one out there.
It was on for an hour and 30 minutes on SportsCenter today, and they made over $1 million off of it.
Oh, wait, so that can be on, but again, a lot of dumb stuff that's on TV. What does that mean?
You're talking about dumb stuff on TV? You acting like the TV don't matter. You're trying to say TV. You're trying to say what happens on television
doesn't
matter.
Does that mean that it makes sense?
Are you trying to say what happens on television doesn't matter?
I'm not concerned with Baltimore.
No, it doesn't. I'm just telling you, it's a lot of wasteful stuff that's on TV.
No one's saying there's not wasteful stuff on TV. No one's saying that there's not wasteful stuff on TV.
Okay,
are you saying that what happened, what you see on TV, has no effect on you?
Baltimore School.
No, it has no effect on me, no.
So, no, I'm talking about it has no effect, period.
It depends on who tunes into it. I mean, how insightful they are.
There's a whole psychological study done on programming. On literally what people see on TV and how that affects their reality.
I'm aware of the psychology behind all that.
So
yeah,
you
psychology
said there's no
that
way
works
to
for
come on the
companies.
Show and talk like you're educated and say that what goes on TV doesn't even matter. That's just ridiculous. I mean, you're just throwing stuff to the wind.
What goes on television doesn't impact me. I barely
it affects millions of people around the United States. It affects billions of people around the world.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So you getting upset because
you saw an hour and a half of that on TV
and you decided to cover the subject?
You say what?
You saw an hour and a half of somebody talking about a logo and you decided to cover the subject, or you and me
I decided to come up with this topic today because Michonne hit me up like, hey Justin, you know, I had a guest and you know, they end up wanting to reschedule. What should we have the show on today? And I'm like, you know what? Something that I think would be interesting to have a show on today is the NBA logo. You know, if it should be changed or if not. I also sit here and say, hey, who should it be? That's an interesting conversation. You know, not
who
even just CNN talks about
it.
But on every talk show is going on. It's hyping all around Twitter, Facebook,
hype.
Instagram, Snapchat.
He's out of touch.
Here's what I'm saying. It sounds like you follow the crowd. So if you
press one to talk about the NBA
logo, just so you know,
you press one to talk about the NBA logo. You've been talking about the NBA logo for about 10 minutes.
I called to get my opinion on the whole subject. I can care less about the NBA. They don't put a dime in my pocket, and all up to me. Most of them in the NBA are clowns anyway. So that's my opinion on it. Again, I told you I called in because somebody told me to call in. I can care less about the NBA.
And then teachers in Baltimore stupid. And obviously it shows.
Listen, I prefer you direct your anger at me and not the teachers in Baltimore because they're doing a hell of a job and they're us against some overwhelming forces.
Doing a hell of a job in the,
so
the
just you can call me stupid.
Like,
don't call the teachers
that's
in Baltimore because they're doing the best they
that's
can with the resources
show.
They have at their disposal.
That's another show. Because I don't want to hear nothing else about no goddamn Baltimore.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm just telling
you. So back to the
show. I mean it.
Michonne, don't go crazy on it. Don't go crazy on it.
I said it.
Let me ask you, Michonne, do you think the NBA logo should be changed?
Of course.
Who would you like to see on the NBA logo?
They just got to be black. A black man with a black woman. That's it.
We got another call with 1233. 1233.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What you got to say?
Yes. I've been listening a little bit, and I just want to make a comment. That you said that this has been on the media and the TV a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So my comment to that is something that's on everything that's on the media isn't exactly important, and a lot of things are used as distractions to take away from more important issues.
I understand that. Now let me ask you this. Caller. When you say things, you know, takes away, do you feel that the NBA logo should be changed?
I personally don't care.
Okay. that's a legitimate feeling that you have. So if they did change it, it wouldn't matter to you one way or another.
No, I mean, I am used to looking at the old logo. So if it would
change,
I mean, it really wouldn't matter. But
okay.
I was just kind of commenting.
If you had an option, you know, of picking the new logo, who is there a player out there you would like to see that be?
I mean, I'm with the person who said somebody black. but if it was going to be changed.
Do you have a player in mind that you want to throw out there?
I really don't watch basketball.
Okay. So you don't have no favorite player? Ever?
I mean, I have a favorite player. I wouldn't say that on the logo, but yeah.
Who's your favorite player? Who's your favorite player?
I mean, I enjoyed watching Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson, hey,
good
hey.
Choice.
Hey,
good
Allen
choice.
Iverson. Allen Iverson is an epic guy. You know, he revolutionized, you know, the culture of the NBA itself. You know, if it wasn't for Allen Iverson, you know, we wouldn't be able to have players walking around with tattoos. You know, if we were buzzing up to Allen Iverson, everybody would have to dress uniformly into white culture when they go on for their TV shows. Allen Iverson revolutionized the game and allowed people in the NBA to actually break free and to be able to express themselves more than just a matter on the basketball court. They are now able to wear what they want to wear into the games. I mean, into the stadiums when they're getting ready for the games. They're able to wear what they want to outside of the court. You know, they're able to wear their hair the way that they want to wear their hair and represent their culture in the way that they want to represent the culture. I love me some Allen Iverson. I mean, he wasn't the best gambler. You know, he did have a habit with that. But, like, as a person, you know, he always kept it real. I know you don't want to talk about that. But Allen Iverson always kept it real. I ain't gonna diss my brother. You know, Allen Iverson, he always kept it real. You ask him a question, if you didn't want to know the real answer, don't ask Allen Iverson. You know, you ask him a question, he's going to keep it real. So, you know, I 100% agree. I like Allen Iverson. Like you said, you don't think he should be the logo. I wouldn't mind seeing an Allen Iverson as a logo. I think that would be a great honor for the disservice that the NBA has did to him when they literally blackballed him. You know, personally, I would love to see Kobe Bryant as a logo, RIP. I mean, I definitely think that the logo needs to be updated. I definitely, just to address some of the things that have been said tonight about how it's not important and this, that, and the other. I want to talk about marketing for a second. Okay, we got to understand, marketing is very valuable. It's very key. Marketing makes up over $1 trillion of the world economy. When you see Nike, the check, you don't have to have the word Nike. You see that check mark, you know that's Nike. You know, when you see the Rock sign, you know that's Jay-Z. You know, you see the Adidas sign, you know that's Adidas. Like, the marketing of things is very important, and it also gains high recognition of how people recognize things, period, all the way across the board. When it comes down to a company actually picking its name and picking its logo, that is something that is very important. And why should not the league that is dominated by black players, that has been revolutionized by black players, should not have a logo after a black person? Like, that just doesn't even make sense. Why should it stay a white guy who wouldn't even be an all-star in today's game? In today's game, he wouldn't even be an all-star. He'd just be another player. He'd be one of those guys that went from team to team because he was always traded and probably just to get some picks. You know, let's just be honest. And I'm not trying to take away from Jerry West's career. I mean, he did a lot of great stuff with the Lakers. I love the Lakers, you know. But at the same time, you have people like Michael Jordan. You have people like Julius Irvin. You have people like Kobe Bryant. You have people like LeBron James, who has revolutionized the game. Allen Iverson, who has revolutionized the game. You know, I think, you know, if it matters to the players, the people who are out there playing and entertaining us and they're pushing for this, I think the league should hear it. I think she's brought to a vote. And I think, you know, hey, we should have a democracy on it. You know, that's just real. You know, callers that you want to hop in on this call, hey, if you got a favorite player that you would like to see or you think you would be interested to see as a logo, call in 516-531-9540. If you got a comment that you want to throw in there, or whatever sustenance you want to bring to this conversation about the NBA logo, definitely would love to hear you. We do have a caller. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm just saying, but don't forget the other topics we got to talk about. That Cam Newton, the kid saying probably at the end if we got enough time to get that in, brother. I would appreciate that, Mr. Jackson.
No problem. Let's bring in 8051, and then we could talk a little bit about the Cam Newton. 8051, you are on the air.
And let's, as I was saying, Sherry, you only
8051
redirecting people's attention where they shouldn't be into something they where they should be. You're taking up time. I told her she needs to be off this air.
8051, you know you're live, right?
I could be just where I am. I'm in Rosses. That's how important this show is. Looking for me a bargain. But like I said,
all right, well, we appreciate your comment. No, I understand. So, you know, just keep it going, you know, with that. You know, I think, you know, it's a very substantive conversation, like I said. And, you know, I hope the callers are enjoying it and is also listening. And for those who don't like it, you know, hey, you know.
To each his own. I think it's a good topic. You know, that's to each his own. Shit, two tears in a bucket, motherfucker.
You know,
it's good, man. It's gonna always be something, man. They up and down about. You know what I'm saying, Jackson? Somebody gonna be happy, somebody ain't. That's just how life is. Shit, all the time I wasn't happy. I had to deal with it. So we talking about it. Shit, let's do it.
Right. I mean, my big thing on this matter is this. Okay. You know, on this show, we talk about numerous different issues. You know, we talk about numerous different topics. A lot of times, you know, it's very sad topics that we have to discuss. You know, I think, you know, talking about the NBA logo is a very upbeat, positive morality boost that, you know, can really do a lot of good. People think, oh, that the logo doesn't even matter, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, hey, if you don't matter to you, cool. You know, why are you talking about it? Why are you wasting your time? I mean, to me, I think it's important. You know, I don't think it's the most important thing in the world. I mean, obviously, I would love to, you know, sit into meaningful conversations where my voice will actually matter and talk about water quality, talk about air quality, talk about access to education and healthcare, talk about, you know, all these numerous different things that we all can agree that needs to be changed. But guess what? Right now, I'm going to talk about the NBA logo. So, if you got a comment, you know, or some substance you want to bring in, or if you want to come in, you know, get talked about, I could do that too. You know, 1111, we got you live on the air. 1111. Hey,
hello?
How you doing? How you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
That's good. I want to share a comment.
Okay.
I think that they probably should change the logo. There are many black children that probably just look up to it.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. So
who would you like to see as a logo?
I really don't watch basketball either. So when you was talking about the logo, I was like, no, I don't even know what kind of logo he was talking, you know, who on the logo. But you said it was a white man. It doesn't really matter who, but I think that it would just really, the kids will look up to it and want to, you know, do all they can in life.
Let me ask you this. You know, obviously with the kids, you know, watching basketball and growing up and stuff like that, I know that when Jordan was playing, you know, he was very impactful to, you know, the way Kobe Bryant approached the game. You know, when Kobe was playing, you know, almost every player in the league acknowledged that, you know, Kobe had an effect on their game. You know, everyone in the league sit here and talks about watching Kobe grow up. As they grew up and wanted to be like Kobe, hitting those last-second shots, you know, screaming out Kobe's name. And I'm not saying that, oh, it has to be Kobe or anything like that, but you made a good, valid point of how, you know, kids who are watching today's game who could be future NBA players, how that could have a meaningful impact on them. You know, did you ever have a favorite basketball player yourself?
Michael Jordan.
MJ, you like to take it in back to the early days. Okay.
Oh, yeah, Michael Jordan.
What was your favorite year with Mike?
Huh?
What was your favorite year with Mike?
Shaka couldn't tell you that. It was just Michael Jordan. I couldn't tell you anything else.
Hey, Michael Jordan put basketball on a world stage.
Yeah,
you know?
Another level. Yeah.
He's one of the first players in NBA history to really get the recognition of that global status in basketball. Very iconic player, definitely revolutionized the game. You know, done stuff that a lot of people just sit there and look and say, you know, how did he do that? You know, a lot of people, when you talk about some of the greatest of all times, you know, those guys sit there and talk about, you know, man, I remember when Mike did this. I remember when Mike is the best. Back then, you know, could nobody stop Mike. So, I mean, I wouldn't have no problem with seeing Mike personally as the logo. I think we got one, two, three. You had another comment that you wanted to make?
Yes. Just kind of going off what the other caller said, it could be looked at talking about the logo in a positive light if you're talking about maybe influencing the black community, especially black men. Personally, I didn't know that the logo was even a person until, like, it started being talked about. Like, I just thought it was a logo.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean,
it was
true.
A person.
You also don't pay attention to basketball, you said, right? Right?
Yeah, but, like, how many people would know that I was a person?
I mean, people who pay attention to basketball know that it's Jerry West. Not only that it's a person, but they know who person is. I mean, like not even to that, like you know, throw shade.
Most black people in the hood probably playing basketball. They probably don't know that.
I would disagree.
Talking about when he's talking about the inner city kids in Baltimore, like if they don't know, they probably don't know that.
I'm
doubting
telling,
they know it. I don't know.
You're right. You're just making a statement and trying to rationalize it. So what I'm saying to you is
incorrect. We don't know. Neither one of us has statistics on it.
Right. I mean, what I'm saying is it's people who are basketball fans, and follow sports, you know, watch ESPN, watch, you know, follow these things. Like, it's not a secret. Like, Jerry West being a logo isn't a secret, you know. Like, and I'm not saying every single person has to know that Jerry West is the logo, you know. But, like, you know, it's not like a lot of
people
don't know that.
The people that you're saying probably need a better influence than people in the black community that probably need help, like especially the lower income people, they probably wouldn't know who he was.
I mean, I would like to see a study on that. I would like for you to do a study and come in with some factual information, you know, with some statistical data behind it in order for you to make irrational claims like that. I mean, because I could sit here and say that kids in a low-income, poverty-level black kids absolutely do know it, and I have no rational evidence to back that up. And, I mean, that's just me just talking my opinion. You know, I mean, which you're more than welcome to always talk your opinion, but, like, when you're going to make, like, broad statements like that, don't come in and just throw out a broad statement and just say, oh, they just don't know
your
it because you didn't know
broad
it.
Too, saying you think they know it. Neither one of us knows the answer.
No,
to
I
that.
Use that as an example. I use that as an example to show that that was a baseless claim.
Yeah, but so
when
yours.
I'm working with students that can't read or do 2+2, I'm doubting that they know who that is.
Right, and how old is your student?
I'm
how old is your student?
That.
How old is
I
your student?
They might
how old is your
play
student?
Basketball, though.
How old is your student?
Junior high school students that I've worked with.
Okay, if you're working with junior high and high school students and they can't do 2+2, there's a lot of information in this world that they do not know. There's a lot of stuff that they would
That's
never
my
even
point.
Comprehend.
That's
so
my
what are you saying? I don't think that is the overwhelmingly educational level of black people who have low income housing
show.
And poverty.
The point is, if they don't know that, I'm saying you could talk about the logo and a light to influence those kids. Not just saying.
Okay, so she like the other caller. She like the other caller calling, wanted to know, didn't want to hear about the NBA. So basically, those two callers are saying, "Hey, it's more important things than what we're saying." Basically, that's what I'm hearing. You know, that's what
that
when
it
I,
can be talked about in a more influential way.
Okay.
Well,
so
how do you know how is it being talked about?
you guys are saying, I want to talk about this topic. Okay, talk about that topic. People are calling in saying this is pointless. I'm saying you could talk about it in a way where it doesn't seem so pointless to the black community.
She's saying that it let it be positive. You know, there are every little child idolizes somebody. They want to be somebody. And being, you know, seeing that logo and be like you say, the Nike shoes and all that, that, you know, you never know. You might have a lot of NBA players looking at, you know, in kids' view, who want to be them one day.
I definitely understand.
Exactly.
I agree.
I'm not saying
that's what she's trying to say. Positive
talk
stuff.
About. I'm just saying this is the black radio talking about black issues.
And that it's mostly low income children.
In a different way.
They dream a lot. Children that are poor
that's
dream
true.
They are
that's
big
true.
Dreamers. Look at Tupac. Look at Jada Pinkett.
Yeah,
they dreamed and look, they made it big.
You're absolutely right. Look, hey, look at LeBron James. What I got to say to 1-2-1-2-3-3 is how I not been talking about this in a positive way. I started the show off talking about stating the topic. I started the show off saying that, hey, should the logo be changed? I want to hear your opinion on this. How did I go about this in a negative? How would you go about
it? No, we're going positive. We're trying to make it positive.
Yeah, I know, but when you throw a
so
shot at me,
I was listening
counter.
To the callers, and I was giving my opinion how they thought that this was not useful. So I was saying maybe the way you're saying it, it doesn't sound useful, but maybe it is useful. If you're saying how it can influence black children to know that this is, or if the logo was changing, like, hey, this is a black man on this NBA logo. We all recognize the logo. If you can't read, you probably still recognize that logo.
Exactly.
Like, this is
a
black man. Maybe this can be your face everywhere that everybody will recognize one day.
100%.
I'm saying, you can go about it a different way.
Hold on. When you say, that's why I'm going to disagree. Because when you say I can go about it in this, that, and the other, what I'm going to sit here and counter you with is, was I not? Yes, other people came on and made their opinion that I just didn't agree with. Their opinions was, well, why are we talking about this in general? You know, I didn't go there. I didn't go negative. You know, I was talking about that in general. I'm the one who brought up marketing. I'm the one who talk about brand recognition. I was the first one who to even state that. So when you sit here and say, I can go about this in a different way, I want to know what you mean, because so far you have told me I should have done everything I have done so far.
So what I'm saying is I didn't directly hear you relate it directly to, like,
then you wasn't
the black
listening.
Community besides saying should it be a black person.
I didn't say it should be a black person. See, that's
I said,
you know
should
you're
it
not
be.
Listening. You asking me?
Should it be? You asked. You did mention it. Should it be a black person on the logo?
Mashawn said
that
she wanted it to be a black. She don't care who it was as long as they black. That's who said that.
And it had a black woman. Now,
and with a black woman. Yeah, tell her. Thank you. You know, that's who said it.
So
when you turn the words in my mouth.
Hey, excuse me.
Justin, if you didn't mention that it was should have been a black person, it's a black radio show, so you should have.
I didn't have to. Mashawn said it for me. I didn't have to. I got a wonderful host that did it for me. I got a wonderful host that did it for me.
Hey.
Great black woman host who thought about it. That it should at least be a black person.
I said one thing.
What's up, Urban Outlook?
You know what? Everything that we want to promote for African Americans or black is going to be hard, because you know what? They're still talking about putting that black woman face on the money. You know what I mean? They're supposed to put Herbert Tubman. They still voting, not yet. There's that. But when it comes down to putting us on some money or something, a face, a value like that, they just don't want to do it. I mean, it's like it's hard, like it's just, you know, pulling damn teeth, man. They just keep going back and voting and not yet, maybe later on. So I'm saying for this NBA thing, it may be 10, 15, 20 years from now before anything is done, if anything do get done.
I think that with the NBA, I agree with you a lot right there on Urban Outlook. You know, I think it's very important. Honestly, at my job, I had a panel that I had to sit on and explain, you know, biases and things of that nature and how that affects people. And I 100% agree, because one of the things I did show in the media statistically with the numbers that showing how black people are underrepresented in children shows and also adult shows, right? And how that has an effect on people's reality and their psychology, right? So, you know, having black representation is very important, and it is like pulling tooth and nail when we're saying, hey, this is a sport that is dominated by black men, 100%. 100% dominated by black men. That doesn't mean that there's not other races that's playing, but if you was to take the black people right now out of the NBA, who would you have left? Very few players. You probably wouldn't even make a team. You know, you won't make a whole conference. You know, like that's just being real.
Attendance going down. Ain't nobody buying tickets. None of that shit happened.
You know,
you can believe that.
That's why they brought the ABA over. That's the main reason why the NBA wanted the ABA to stop, because they saw black people doing stuff that they never seen before. They say they saw Julius Erving, Dr. J jumping from the free throw line. That's where Michael got it from. See, I saw him jumping from the free throw line and just gliding in the air like he was just walking in space. You know, they was like, "Yo, hey, wait a minute, we can't let them show that on TV. Everybody's gonna stop watching us." You know, so like when we sit here talking about the logo and having it change and things of that nature and how it's going to have an effect on people, I think that it is a meaningful conversation to have. Do I think that's the number one topic in the world or the number one problem in the world? Absolutely not. But what I will sit here and say is when you're talking about putting a black person's face on anything, unless they own it, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Why we got to put a black person up there? Why we got to put a black person on there? You know,
and then we have black people
jump on and like, oh, why do we even care who's on there? Why do we even care? Why does it even matter? It's like, come on. You got to break from that brainwash. You know, you got to be responsible for yourself. You can't sit here and talk about, you know, what goes on in Baltimore. You can't sit here and talk about, you know, impoverished kids and you still got the chains on your brain. You know, you got to break free. And that brings me into next what I know other outlook. I know you definitely wanted to talk about was, you know, breaking free from those chains. Cam Newton had a big hit, you know, go on of this kid being very disrespectful, extremely disrespectful, that went viral. And just wanted to, I know Urban Idol, I know you wanted to talk about it. What could you tell us about this? Can you just sum it up for us? I know we don't have a lot of time. We still got about 8 minutes. Can you sum up for us, you know, what actually happened?
Yeah, you know, Cam Newton just giving the young African American player, you know, some good talk, some good vibes, some good motivational skill to up his game. And I just think that the kid was very disrespectful, you know, because Cam Newton, you know, he's saying he got cut, how he broke, he this and he that. So basically, you know what I'm saying? My thing is Cam Newton spent all his money on the camp, the kid, buying the kids, this and that. You know, let him stay with for 2 days. He paying for everything out of his own pocket. And for the kid to be disrespectful, African-American kid that's pro, to be disrespectful for a man who still got millions of dollars in his account. And I just thought that, you know what I mean, a lot of times.
Trying to show him the way.
Yeah, trying to show him, because he already made it. When you get to the NFL as a black quarterback, that level, you would have made it to the top. The man that made over $100 million.
He made it to the Super Bowl.
So for African-American. Yeah, so for African-American who didn't have nothing, don't got no money, never made it no damn well, didn't even make it to college yet, for him to run his mouth and be disrespectful, I just think that's wrong. And I just think, you know, when we got kids, we got to just, you know, parenting our kids right about respect and education. So like my man said in Baltimore who called in tonight, I kind of, you know what I'm saying, respect what he's saying, because he's saying, hey, basically what he's trying to say is, you know what I mean, blacks need to be ready for the next future, the level of education, getting ourselves together. So I wasn't hard on him when he called in. The brother just saying, hey, man, to me, I think that, you know, for us African-Americans, we need to be on getting, you know, education, getting ourselves ready for the future, because it looks fucked up for us, and we need to be really on our game.
No, I agree. I mean, I do believe that, you know, that one, you know, that child was absolutely disrespectful. If you haven't seen the video, go check it out. It's online. They're talking about it in SportsCenter. A lot of people were talking about it in general. But my thing is, you know, when we're talking about people being role models and stuff like that, we gotta do better with our kids. You know, like that's I mean, Jake Child wouldn't have said none of that type of stuff. It was Steve Jobs up there talking about an Apple phone. You know, they wouldn't have said nothing it was the CEO of Tesla that brought him on to show him the campus and give him an internship for 2 days, you know, but because it's a black man, we feel that, hey, you ain't nobody. You still a black man. We got to break that cycle. We got to break that right there is Willie Lynch. That right there is the demonization of the black male, you know. We got to break that. We can't let our kids grow up thinking that. You know, it's up to us, you know, to be the change that we want to see. 516-531-9540. If you got a question, comment, I'd love to get you in on this. I know we got about 5 minutes. I would love to hear what the rest of whoever's out there, what you guys got to say. Call in, press 1. And then, you know, I thought the NBA logo was a fantastic topic. Urban Outlook, I didn't ever get that chance to even get your answer on this. If you could change the NBA logo, who do you think it should be? Who would you throw out?
I'm going to throw out Julius Irving, man. You know what I mean, man? Because I remember I like to see his glide. You know, that's one of my best players years ago. I remember watching a movie years ago, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, man. If nobody's seen that movie, that's an old movie. I would recommend everybody go see an old movie. The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh is a beautiful movie about basketball life, and African Americans, what they're dealing with. So, you know, if you get a chance, but mine would be Julius Irving for the Philadelphia 76ers. And then after that, you know, my number two man would be Allen Iverson. You know what I mean? I've been watching him at Georgetown, man, and Eric said that when he was at Georgetown, his 2 years at Georgetown starting, man, I knew he was going to be a star. He was a little small cat, man, but he had me memorized. I was like, damn,
man. Not to bring the brother down, but would it be fair for it be Allen Iverson and he never won a championship?
That a hinder some people, but now we're talking about my opinion, but it won't hinder me.
Right.
Allen Iverson was a bad boy. And Jordan said that. Jordan said if Allen Iverson was about 6'5 or 6'6 or taller, he'd be a bad mother.
Kobe
the only
said
thing
that
too. Stopped him.
Kobe
yeah.
said that too.
And when Jordan said the only thing, because he was right at 6 foot, but Jordan said if he was about 6'5, 6'6, oh, Lord have mercy. He would have been a bad boy, even taller. Lights out.
What'd you say?
6120 has something to say.
6120, you live on the air?
Yeah, I want to know why Justin Jackson screening my calls.
Screening your calls? I don't got your phone.
Yeah, I've been on the queue for like 30 minutes while everybody's been blubbering and running their mouth.
What you got to say, brother?
I mean, well, how much time do we have left?
You got
about a minute, if so.
We got a minute or so.
You got 2 minutes.
Come on, man. We
wasting time.
You don't waste it all the time all night. What are you talking about? Somebody wasted time. I mean, the whole show.
What you got to
time
say,
time
brother?
Away. What do you mean somebody wasted time?
What you got to say, brother?
I got to say Justin Jackson was screening my calls. That's what I had to say.
Hey, the other brother used to screen mine all the time. I'm pushing one all night. That brother never let me in.
He said Justin Jackson. I didn't cut you off. Remember, Mashawn is the one cut you out. You know, so when you climbing on my neck, you know, we're not recognize who cut you off, right? You know, come on now. Everybody act like they don't remember history. Like, it just happened less than an hour ago. It's only an hour show. You know, come on now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I thought it was a great topic. You know, I think, you know, basketball, the logo can be changed. I think, you know, if the NBA players themselves show, you know, get together and they push for it, that's something that can happen because the NBA is a player league. It is a player league, you know, and when players want something, they do make it happen. And because one player can change the whole entire team. One player can change the whole entire game. It'd be different if it was like the NFL, where it's like one player, you know, it can make a difference, but it ain't going to make a huge difference. LeBron going to the Washington Wizards, you know, will put Adam Ackley put them in the playoff running. You know, that one player. You know, so I think if they band together and they want to, they can make a change. They can, you know, do something. But, you know, we got about 10 seconds. Urban Outlook, I'm going to let you get the last word in before we get out of here. What you got?
Like I said, hey, I just want us to keep focused, keep our mind right, keep getting our family educated, man, and we just keep doing the right thing and try to get our fans up and own what we can own, and, man, let's stay out of